ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नस्तप्रियेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 10, Chapter 18, is Text 15. Quachit bilvai, quachit kumbai.
Is that on there or not?
Oh, I'm reading the wrong one, sorry. Text 15. Kvachit cha darura plavair. Vividha upahash sakai. Kadachit Sian Dolikaya Karhichin Nripacheshtaya Kvachitcha Dar Dura Plavar Vividhar Upahasakai Kadachit Syandolikaya Karhichin Ripacheshtaya Kvachitcha Dardura Plavair Vividhair Upahasakai Kadachit Syandolikaya Karhichin Ripacheshtaya Vachir Sometimes Cha And Dargura Like frogs Plavai With jumping Vividhai Various Upahasakai with jokes. Kadachit sometimes. Syandolikaya while riding in swings. Karhichit and sometimes. Nripacheshtaya with pretending to be kings. Translation, purport. By the sincere servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. They would sometimes jump around like frogs, sometimes play various jokes, sometimes ride in swings, and sometimes imitate monarchs. Srila Prabhupada's purport, Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur explains the word Nripa Cheshtaya as follows. In Vrindavan, there was a particular place on the riverbank where people who wanted to cross the Jamuna would pay a small tax. At times, the Cowherd Boys would assemble in this area and prevent the young girls of Vrindavan from crossing the river, insisting that they had to pay a customs duty first. Such activities were full of joking and laughter. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're hearing about Krishna with his unlimited friends, how they're playing in Braja Bhumi, Sri Vrindavan Dham, which is actually a very elevated understanding. All of, it may seem how elevated, only children playing, having fun, full of joking and laughter. How is this high spiritual realizations? Because in this world, people want to study so many philosophical teachings from those who they consider are very intelligent, and there are many universities and libraries full of all sorts of books, and people wanting to give directions as to how to perfect their lives. Remember during the beginning of our pandemic, COVID, everybody had a solution, you know, try this, try that. And if you only did this, your life will be perfect. No fear of, you know, so many people had so many ideas. We had a lot of munis. Munis means people who want to speculate as to what is the ultimate solution to the problem. People want to give their opinion because they value their own opinion very highly. But here we're hearing from Krishna directly, because Krishna, he revealed the Srimad Bhagavatam. He revealed all the Vedic literatures to the heart of Brahma. And when we read or try to understand the origin of this universe, we hear there are many universes, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of universes. In all these universes, some are bigger than others. Our Lord Brahma, forehead of Brahma, he's controlling this universe with 14 planetary systems. And the conditioned souls are put here in this world, and we're trying to do what is being described here. Have fun. Enjoy life with our friends. We see in youth, especially children, they want to play, especially during classes in Balaram Hall. The children love to play. This is a natural proclivity, a natural instinct of the children. So Krishna, he's very playful. He likes jokes, and he loves loving exchanges. And who doesn't? Everybody is looking for love. Everyone's looking for happiness. Everyone's looking for some purpose in life. And depending on which family you were born in, which tradition, what religious faith you are following, which philosophical outlook about the purpose and goal of life that you've embraced, people are looking for happiness. But Krishna says, Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartano Arjuna. From the highest planet down to the lowest, all are places of misery. Why? Why are they miserable? Because you're forced to take birth. Did you choose your mother and father? Mother Nature chose where you will be born. And then now you're very happy that you have a youthful, energetic body, but all of a sudden it gets old. It becomes, the working is not so good anymore. You can't hardly climb the stairs. So old age, and then disease, lots of disease, and then ultimately death. Everyone is forced to die in this material world. But unfortunately, because people are not convinced by reading all these philosophical declarations by those who are considered intelligent, because no one's been happy by studying Freud philosophy or Darwin philosophy or Nietzsche or this one or that one, Plato. There are many good philosophical teachings and some good points on how to live comfortably within this material world. But the secret to get out of the material world is there in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna himself is the original guru. So you think, well, why did Krishna make this world a miserable place anyway? Why does the government make a prison house? Because there are criminals. There are those who refuse to abide by the law. There are those who want to be independent and act according to their own whim and desire. Oh, must keep to the right. No, I'm going to keep to the left. You become arrested. The police authorities put you in jail. So everyone's suffering in this material world like prison life. Prabhupada said something that they're first-class prisoners. You know, they have a few privileges. Maybe they can walk out and get it from fresh air occasionally. But everyone in this material world is suffering. But we see Krishna and Balaram, Krishna's leading up. Why the first canto, the second canto, describing the manifestation of this universe, and not only creating the universe, simply by looking at Mother Nature. Durga Devi comes first, then Brahma and Shiva. Material nature is manifested from the Lord. Mayajyakshena Prakriti Suyate Satcharacharam. That this material manifestation, earth, water, fire, air, ether, then the mind, the intelligence, the ego. Everyone has a mind, and everyone has an ego, which is their identity. You know, thinking, oh, I'm white or American, or I'm, you know, black, I'm African, I'm brown, I'm Indian, I'm yellow, I'm Chinese, or identifying with the external body and all the different modes of nature which kind of propel us, force us to act in different ways, looking for that happiness. But Krishna creates everyone, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all the demigods, just like in a government, when they appoint a new president or leader, then he has his ministers, he has his cabinet. Someone's in charge of water, someone's in charge of electricity, someone's in charge of housing and taxes and municipality and cleanliness and all these things. So on a mundane governmental level, we can understand that there is management and there's structure. If the city looks clean and everything is flowing right, the traffic lights are working and the sewage is being taken care of and people are provided all the essential necessities of life, they think, oh, government is good. So Krishna, he manifests as the sun, the sunshine. Just imagine this blazing sun, eternally existing, and the radiant heat of the light is maintaining all the planets so that they're all spinning. They have their assigned orbits. The whole universal structure is governed. And the demigods have responsibilities on behalf of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. That he's the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord, in order to allow all of us, his children, to be happy, but somehow or other, we've left our spiritual kingdom. We've left Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, being with Krishna in an eternal spiritual body, Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha. That means eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. And he has all the good, the best attributes. So many qualities. Krishna has 64 transcendental qualities. You can read about them in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have all these qualities. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana sarvagunaistatra samasate sura. The demigods have, you know, very beautiful, very intelligent, longevity, their bodies are youthful, and they have a proper understanding and behavior. So we have all these qualities, but due to coming in contact with this material world, our true brilliant consciousness has been muddied, has been discolored. So now we're thinking, this is my country. So, you know, my country and your country will fight, because it's all about who possesses the things in this material world, like money and gold and, you know, possessions. Thinking that, I think some rock band had it right, money cannot buy you love. And everyone's ultimately looking for love and happiness, because no matter how wealthy you are, you may have a $500 million mansion, but still, old age, disease and death, anxiety, suffering, fear, envy, jealousy, all these things which are stumbling blocks. Because one who is not Krishna conscious, he's envious of others. He actually puts others in anxiety. When, was it Kamsa was killed? They said that you caused so much trouble for so many others. Or was that Hiranyakashipu? Anyways, the demons are always causing trouble. And when we say demons, we're thinking about, you know, very fierce looking and fangs and glowing red eyes and pointed ears and claws and nails. And they have ill intent, wanting to disturb others. So this is happening here. Krishna every day is going out with his unlimited cowherd boys, and they're all singing his glories, great happiness. So if you can picture, we're talking the other day about how Krishna might turn up the heat a little bit. Just see, from 93 million miles away, the sunshine, and according to the, how the planet is situated and spinning and the seasonal changes, Krishna arranges for that sunshine to make it all the way here and just perfect. Oh, the temperature's just right. Sometimes it's a little too hot, a little too cold. This is so you don't become comfortable in this material world. You don't belong here. Belong in the spiritual world. But while we're in prison, they want to make sure that we're okay. So Krishna's providing all the various necessities. But here in Vrindavan, we're hearing how the cowherd boys are excited every day to go out and play with Krishna. And then, even though the summer season is coming and people are not looking forward to the heat, exhaustive heat and the hot wind, because Krishna and Balaram were present in Vrindavan, that summer became like springtime. And there was little waterfalls from Govardhan Hill and different little hilly areas, and the breeze would pick up the mist of that water and also from the Jamuna, and bring happiness and pleasure to everyone. So if we can envision a perfect place to be, being surrounded by all your friends, your as little kids, the boyfriends, girlfriends, they all see each other in a very loving, friendly, joking way, and they have so much fun. I don't know, in my neighborhood, the kids at night are playing like crazy. They love it. They're running here, running there, pulling each other's hair. The same thing was going on in Vrindavan with Krishna, Balaram. But one boy did not come, we heard yesterday. And so one demon, Pralambasura, took advantage of that. And that's what this chapter is, that Lord Balaram will be taking care of the Pralambasura demon. The Lord comes, appears, Paritranaya, Sadhanam Vinashaya Chadushkritam. He comes for the protection of the devotees. Okay, somehow or other we find ourselves in this material world. We've tried to accumulate wealth. We tried sense gratification. Sometimes you were king. You could be a demigod. You could be Lord Brahma. There's all kinds of opulence. Said that they were carrying, they were going on swings, imitating monarchs, the great emperors, you know, who becoming the mayor, the governor, the vice president, the emperor of the world. All these things were not very, they're okay for those who have shallow vision, not understanding that we are eternal, thinking that this one life is everything. Even Bharat Maharaj, India's name, Bharat Varsh, because Bharat Maharaj, although a great emperor, had a beautiful wife, family, had so much possession, opulence, the emperor of the world, the whole world. But to show the example, he renounced the whole worldly princely order and dedicated himself to devotional service, experiencing higher levels of happiness, because from trying to accumulate money, sense gratification, and then of course following religiosity, sense gratification, religiosity, and then ultimately thinking of liberation, that if I do my duties nicely, I have my responsibilities, my family, I have, and when you're born you have so many obligations. You're obligated to the demigods, you're obligated to your mother and father, you're obligated to the saints, so many obligations are there, to the sun god, to the moon god, and how will I repay all these debts? We should not die as debtors. So people in general are thinking that if I do my duties nicely and I take and I follow my religious scriptures, then I will fulfill my purpose in this life. But they don't see that above and beyond the idea of liberation, at liberation then the real activity begins. And that activity is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Shravanam, hearing, is the most important and first aspect of advancing in devotional life. It goes on in the spiritual world. They're hearing Krishna's glories. They're singing Krishna's glories in Vrindavan Dham. What are the boys doing from the very beginning? They're all together. Looking at Krishna's face, at the beauty of his face, it is sidelong glances. And if Krishna's smiling, it brings great ecstasy and great jubilation. So, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. This hearing, glorifying the Lord, and remembering the Lord. As we say, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And we may think, well, that's okay, but there's other things to do. There's so many other responsibilities. Yes, it may seem like that, but human life is actually meant for one purpose. Because of all the living entities, whether aquatics, plants, animals, human life is very rarely achieved. Although we may see in Vrindavan, we don't believe that because there's so many living entities, so many human beings that come here. But human life is specifically meant for reawakening our God consciousness. And to be fortunate enough to come in contact with a pure devotee, all of you have come in contact with a pure devotee in the form of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would perform, he is Krishna himself, he would perform activities by himself, but also he would empower his devotees like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and it's described, he comes as Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda. So the Lord, he doesn't come alone, and you think, well, God is great, he can do everything himself. But coming to this material world, he told the demigods, when there was so much trouble, even though there's trouble now, there was a lot of trouble 5,000 years ago, and Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth, she was feeling distressed, so who is it? Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods went to the ocean of milk, and they prayed the Kshirodakshay Vishnu. But this reverential prayer was not answered in a way with the Lord. He likes everything. The prayers are good, and sometimes the service attitude and the reverential prayers. And Krishna, he did not manifest himself before them. Even Lord Brahma, he was in deep meditation, sitting on the shore, praying to the Lord. And Krishna, in an unembodied voice to Brahma, revealed, yes, I am knowing about these struggle, this suffering that's going on. So you have all the demigods, the wives of the demigods, you appear in the Vrishni dynasty, and Krishna, he has his mother and father, associates. The whole scenario is the Pandavas, all the Nityasiddha devotees, they all come along with Krishna and perform incredible pastimes. But those who are materialists, they cannot appreciate pure devotees. They cannot understand Krishna's activities. They cannot understand the behavior of the pure devotee. I remember when we were in Washington, D.C., 1976, July 4th, to 200th anniversary, fortunate to see Prabhupada. And some friends came from Buffalo to also be there with him. And someone said, oh, you know, the way he speaks, it wasn't as clear, you know, pure devotees should speak very clearly. For me, hearing Prabhupada, it's very crystal clear, but some people have difficulty thinking, oh, you know, a pure devotee, he doesn't get old, or he doesn't get sick, or we try to evaluate the pure devotee from a mundane point of view. But the pure devotee is one who's fully dedicated to the Lord, who knows scripture, he can reveal the truth. We sing in Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. All of us are born in ignorant in this world. Why do you go to school? Why do you learn from your parents? Of course, naturally, some are more intelligent or inclined. That's due to your karma, karma na daiva na trena. Why was I born in a rich family? Why do I have the opportunity for coming to the temple and seeing the deities? Like we know many of our children who are born of devotees. I know one little boy, Shama Sundar, since he was born, practically every single day he's done Vrindavan Parikrama, hearing the chanting of the holy name, being in the association of devotees. And other children here, they're special, very special. Even Srila Prabhupada, as a child, his father engaged him in pure devotional service, performing Rath Yatra, Kirtan. So this is the blessings. But even if one is born in a low family, Sanatana Goswami was saying that I was born in a low family, I'm not qualified, I don't see how you're going to make me the recipient of carrying on the message of Godhead, or what are the symptoms of pure devotional service, what are the process of deity worship, and how one can extricate or free himself from the entanglement of this material world. So the Lord empowers his devotees. Srila Prabhupada was 100% empowered. Shruti Kirti Prabhu traveled all over the world seeing the magic, the transcendental potency. For those who are fortunate, Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. One who is Bhagyavan, who's very fortunate, he gets the blessings of Krishna, because Krishna is in our heart. Sarvasya chaham hridisthana vishto matat smritir gyanam apoharam cha. Krishna is giving us knowledge, giving us remembrance and forgetfulness. When you wake up in the morning, how do you remember who you are? Or what are you supposed to do? Oh, it's just natural. Everyone, no, this is Krishna. It's not because you have this brain or this blood and veins and nerves and all these things. And we take so much for granted that everything is functioning without even our knowledge. We don't know how our nails are growing, how our hair, if you have hair, if it's growing or not growing. You know, so much is going on by Krishna's arrangements. But also he's given you knowledge. He's given you remembrance. And if you want to forget Krishna, he makes you a great philosopher. Oh, there is no God. Or who knows anyway if there's rebirth. So enjoy life. You know, beg, borrow, or steal, but get ghee. Chavakya Muni said that there's no life after death. So you work hard, you make money, and enjoy life to your fullest. But what kind of enjoyment do we see? We see our parents, grandparents, the history of all there is war, struggle, envy, jealousy, lust, greed. These are all the contaminated qualities. If they're purified, it's like turning bell metal into gold, or some kind of raw iron into emerald, diamond. So our spirit soul is shining. You ever see sometimes the animal dog and their light, their eyes are like lit up like there's a battery inside or something. There's some, you know, light coming from their eyes. What is that? That's the consciousness. That's the brilliance of the spirit soul. That one spirit soul, that spark of a spirit soul is more potent than anything material. And when the spirit soul leaves the body, you see that radiance is gone. It's just dull matter. Before, we're all attracted. Oh, such a beautiful woman. But she's dead on the floor. Oh, nothing. You know, nobody's interested. So we understand, oh, my father has gone away. He's lying there. Why he's gone away? No, he's gone. So it's not the body. It's not the body. The body is just simply a shirt and coat. It's a temporary covering. But the bodies of Krishna and his associates, those are Satchidananda Vigraha. And it's not that Krishna has, you know, varicose veins or has all the different ailments which come along with this material body. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada made this international society of Krishna consciousness because one could have the best philosophy and you can read so many books, but without the association of devotees and following the strict order of the guru, it's very difficult to make rapid progress in spiritual life. And Prabhupada, in the very beginning, he was lenient, understanding the nature. We come from unrestricted or unregulated backgrounds. Everyone was intoxicated, free love and free sex, and meat eating. You know, a real man is a meat eater. The propaganda of the demons, and maintaining slaughterhouses, and no intoxication, and then gambling house. Everybody wants to go gamble because you think, well, there's beautiful women, I'll make money or I'll lose a lot of money. So this illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, gambling. So when introduced, most people feel impossible. How we can give up? That's our life. Our life is based on, you know, intoxication for relaxing the mind, and the sex life is the highest pleasure. It's a little, you know, reflection. I have to work my whole life in order to, you know, satisfy my urges, my mind's urges, my belly's urges. So spiritual life means tapasya. That means we have to learn to control the mind We have to learn to control the senses, but it's impossible. Arjuna says, how I can control my restless mind? Like trying to control the raging wind. It's not possible. So we have a severe case. We're all going to die. And old age and death is coming for everyone. Krishna, in the form of time, he destroys everybody and everything. He creates the world. We stay here for billions and trillions of lifetimes, up and down, this universe, that universe, high on a horse, being carried on a palanquin, or being the carrier of the palanquin, or being an animal eating stool in the street. We've experienced many, many varieties. But Krishna, in the human form of life, is telling Lord Brahma, you perform tapasya. And what did the Goswamis do? They performed tapasya. The Goswamis, six Goswamis of Vrindavan. 500 years ago, no one knew what is Vrindavan. There was no temples. There was no just grass and forest and a few ponds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, you revitalize Vrindavan. You build temples. You give instructions on what is devotional service. What is the purpose of life? So the doctor is Krishna himself, the Guru Parampara, Evang Parampara Praptam Imang Rajarshayo Vidhu. This is giving the credibility that this is not some new concoction. You see in our new museum, if you look at it, we have Gopeshwar Mahadev, then we have Radha Krishna from the spiritual world imparting to Lord Brahma the Vedic knowledge, and Lord Brahma with his four heads is singing the four Vedas and then giving to Narada Muni, to Vyasadev, to Madhvacharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, of course many, many in between. But this Vedic literature is being handed down. Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada took initiation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayed to the Lord to send a powerful Shakti Vaishavatar, empowered person, to help spread this Krishna Bhakti. So he was sent through the Bhakti Siddhanta. And the proof is by his own tapasya, his own erudite scholarship, and his ability to establish Krishna consciousness in the proper understanding. Because people have a tendency of twisting the truth to facilitate their own ideas. But this transparent Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita, which is handed down to all of us by Srila Prabhupada, is the words of Krishna. And Krishna is the best philosopher. And he's giving us this formula. But Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning, I said, was lenient. But then he expected that we follow the rules and regulations. When we go to some institution, like say you worked hard and your parents paid a lot of money for you to go to university, and instead of studying with the professors and utilizing your time to cultivate knowledge and understanding of the subject matter that you're there for, then you're just wasting your time, you're wasting your life. So if we're here in the ashram, in spiritual life, if we're not utilizing this opportunity, they say golden opportunity. This is a golden opportunity to be in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's home, the Krishna consciousness. And it's anywhere Krishna consciousness can be, where the devotees are hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna. From early in the morning, devotees are dancing for the Mangal Arati. It was very packed this morning. People were enthusiastically and very eager to see the beauty of Krishna. They have faith that Krishna's there. And then chanting the holy name and worshiping during Guru Puja and performing the Yuga Dharma. Imagine, we have a chance to do Yuga Dharma. The religion for this age is Harinam Sankirtan. That means together with enthusiasm, singing and dancing, glorifying the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a beautiful mantra with the dynamic transcendental names of God. And by simply chanting these names, you're benefiting everyone. The sound vibration is all beneficial, not only others, but cleansing our own heart. So we have duties, responsibilities. Srila Prabhupada would be giving class and say, where's the Shruta Kirti? Oh, there he is, okay. Where's so-and-so? Oh, Prabhupada, he's off doing some this or that. No. You must be in class to hear the class. No, but I'm listening on the radio. It's okay. No, it's okay. Better be here with the devotees. Imagine if you have such an opportunity to make rapid advancement. If you climb the stairs 100 floors, it'll take you the whole day. By the time you get to the top, everything's closed anyway. Better get in the elevator in one step, go all the way to the top. So Prabhupada, the Guru Parampara, has given us an accelerated process of Krishna consciousness by following and obeying the order of the Guru. What is that verse? Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadikshyanti te jnanam jnanastattva darsana. Try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. And the spiritual, it says, humbly and submissively rendering service, because a self-realized soul can impart this knowledge to you because he has seen the truth. One who has awakened his God consciousness, he's with Krishna at every moment. He sees Krishna everywhere. And a devotee, as we read the translation for the six Goswamis, they're friends to everyone. They don't like to see anyone suffer. So a Vaishnava is one who inspires others to become attracted to God consciousness. And simply by being with them and serving devotees, your taste for chanting the holy name, your taste for hearing about Krishna increases. Because generally people are very easily distracted. I see, you know, we sit in the kirtan, somebody will come and sit for a few minutes, okay, let's go, time to go. You know, either shopping or do something else. The mind is very chanchala, very restless. But the real Yuga Dharma is by chanting the Lord's holy name in front of, and that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, all the great acharyas, they came to call us back home. Listen, you're wandering around. Your father's the most wealthy, the most loving person. You have such a beautiful home, and life is eternal. Don't stay in this world of repeated birth and death. Come back home, back to Godhead. So we'll be hearing more about the wonderful, playful activities of Krishna and the cowherd boys, Krishna, and the gopis with Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. All that people are looking for, the perfect home, perfect family, loving mother, loving father, loving children, playful, happy, joyful. These things are reality, but in the material world, impossible to achieve on the bodily platform. So we have to awaken our Krishna consciousness, go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So if there are any questions or comments.
Hare Krishna. You were speaking that everyone should do the services, all the demigods. Just like sun is doing service, moon is doing service. There are 33 units of demigods, they are serving our body. Each demigod has their position, they do according to them. In the material world also we see that the president, prime minister, they do their duties. And sometimes we see duties, one person is doing so many duties. So we should see that one person do one duty and he does that duty perfectly.
So the demigods are performing their duties. What was the question though? I didn't capture the essence of the question. A comment?
Question is that everybody is performing their duty properly. The materials are also doing proper duties. But sometimes we see in the temple or other places, one person is doing so many duties. Why don't we distribute one duty to one person and give so many duties to so many devotees?
Yeah, if we have many duties to perform, you know, naturally, if you choose to get married, your duty is to take care of your wife, your duty is to provide a house, your duty is to provide for the children, the school, their education, you know, all the different necessities and their medical treatment, and, you know, these are natural duties. But the ultimate duty is to awaken our God consciousness. So if we, in our family, it doesn't matter, you know, what our situation. In our family, we want to all be together, worship God together, chant the holy name together. This is why these communities are so important. If someone is not performing their duty properly, and, you know, we try to encourage them and inspire them, you know, take shelter of the Krishna consciousness in the form of performing your duties. Because any service for Krishna, it says that just simply by taking the darshan of the deities, you're performing a service of worship, just by taking the darshan of the deities. So our duty, that now that we've been told, is to stay in Krishna consciousness and perform your duty according to the order of your spiritual master.
Thank you, Mr. My question is that even after listening so much that this material is full of misery, we read, we hear, we listen from devotees, we try to understand, but still we are looking for the happiness in this world. Why is that? Why is it like that?
So even after hearing every single day for the last 20, 30, 40 years that we're not the body and there's suffering and that we need to, why are we still looking for that happiness? We're very much conditioned in this material world, and it's not easy to get free of because once you're in the prison house, you become accustomed to prison life. And somebody says, "Well, there's, you know, if you behave properly, when you can get out of this prison and live a free life." You can tell that to all the prisoners, but still they're going to act like prisoners because they're conditioned to do so. So somehow or other, I mean, Krishna could just come to this world and say, okay, everybody, look at, I'm God, you're all in Maya, so just surrender to me. But Krishna's saying, sarva dharma paricchaya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Give up everything. Give up all your so-called duties and all your ideas of happiness and life and this and that. Just surrender to me. But what that surrender is, it takes tapasya. It takes austerity. It takes control the mind, that yes, I'm going to go to rest early so I can get up early, so I can see the deities, and I can have the energy to perform my reading and chanting and all the different duties which will awaken my eternal life. So this is tapasya, and human life is meant for that, isn't it? What does Rishabhadev tell his children? Was it verse 5:1? Tapo Divyang Puchaka Jaina 5:1 Bhagavatam, Rishabhadev telling all his sons that human life is meant for tapasya and austerity, not to be wasted simply for mindless sense gratification. Although you may get a flickering happiness, like a child doesn't want to go to school, I just want to play, but the parent knows better, sends him to school, and then after the child matures, he appreciates, oh, I'm glad my parents gave me good guidance, I'm glad I went to school, now I can function, not being simply a homeless person on the street. So if we perform a little bit of a tapasya, a little austerity, by everyday chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, follow the principles, the do's and don'ts, then we'll gain spiritual strength, and then with spiritual strength we can continue in our progressive march towards back home. Any final question? Come. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, I see. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Ramananda Roy, he was asking what is the goal and purpose, and Ramananda Roy was explaining Chatur Varnyangmaya Srishtang, you know, Varnashrama, that by setting up the society. Yes, these are all preliminary necessities by everyone doing their duties as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. This is to help people, human beings, to come to a platform where they can begin their devotional practices. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show the different levels. There's the level of doing your duties and performing your activities in Varnashram, but then again, what's more than that? What kind of surrender is more than that? And that's elaborated by Ramananda Roy. He's giving higher and higher, deeper understandings of how one can appreciate what is true, spotless love of God. But we should not really worry about all the details, because we're given a very beautiful formula. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalu, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. That in this age of Kali, we have no good qualifications. Our only solution is to chant the Lord's holy name, because by chanting, you're naturally hearing Krishna's name. And this is the essence of all religious duties, of all the different preliminaries which are required in human society. But the conclusion, the ultimate, is to chant the holy name. Chant and be happy. I'm sure there's more answers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.